waving the flag of freedom for people, not corporations. Rick Smith.
Out over the weekend, that sound you were hearing over the weekend was the sound of your cable bill, your phone bill, your basically your all of your bills going up. This proposed merger, in my view, with AT&T, not a good thing. And it's going to be one of those moments where we're going to hear a lot about competition, hear a lot about this is going to be good. I'm not sold. But I thought we would ask somebody who would probably know just a little bit more than my knee-jerk gut reaction, which on all of these mega mergers and all of the monopolization of industry in this country, I have a negative, visceral reaction. But I thought maybe get somebody who knows the ins and outs. That's why we've asked Susan Lerner. She's the executive director of Common Cause New York to come with us. Susan, thanks for taking time for us.
My pleasure, Rick. But, you know, I'd like to say that just because you have a quick reaction doesn't mean you're wrong.
And that's where I was going to go. I mean, generally, my visceral reaction to something this large, something this all-encompassing is negative. And I think we should after, you know, 15, 20 years of seeing these things, should finally get that message, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, look, the bottom line is we all pay. When the corporations get larger and larger, these deals work out really, really well for the corporations and actually their officers, not always even their shareholders. And the consumers, the ratepayers, the people who need to hear the entertainment and news content, and the workers end up holding the bag.
I mean, as someone who uses the internet to get our program out, we're on a number of terrestrial stations, but also the internet is a big place for us. I look at this as another one of those moments where you go, is AT&T now going to say, well, you know what? On our platforms, we're going to push our content ahead of everyone else's. And, well, maybe you get access and maybe you don't. That's one of those things for me, front and center.
Oh, it's definitely a concern. You know, we've seen this previously in the NBC Universal Comcast merger, where the merger was allowed to go forward with conditions that Comcast couldn't put NBC content ahead of anybody else's. And sure enough, next thing you know, Bloomberg TV had to file a complaint with the FCC because their channel was bumped down and wasn't given favorable placement because it would then be in competition with the new MSNBC money channel. So we've seen this before. We see the conditions that might be placed on these kinds of mergers really aren't enough of a disincentive. When you've got a company this large, AT&T is paying upwards of $80 billion to buy Time Warner. What kind of fine is the U.S. government going to place on a behemoth corporation like that? That would be a disincentive for it to do whatever it wants to do.
That's an excellent point.
And, you know, it's really a concern when we see this increasing consolidation in the media world and in platforms that we all rely on to get our news. AT&T does not have a good track record at all of protecting its customers, of looking out for the public good. Remember, AT&T is a company that believes that net neutrality is a bad idea. That is the idea that everybody should have equal access to the internet. And AT&T has been cooperating for a very long time, it appears, with the National Security Administration in giving private information about its customers to the governor without any concern or notification to the customers. So this is not really a corporation. We have real questions, let me put it that way.
Yeah, and as we should.
This kind of control in the hands of this particular corporation, but in any super large corporation.
I'm right there with you, but you know, at the end of it, what do you say to the argument that, you know, we're already too far down the road? We allowed the Comcast merger, so in order for AT&T to be able to compete with Comcast, you absolutely have to let us do this.
No, that's simply not the case. And, you know, we've got real concerns. There is plenty of precedent in antitrust law. Remember that much earlier than most of us can remember, the movie studios used to also control the movie theaters. And that was found to be an antitrust violation because a particular studio would only put its hit movies in its own theaters and not share with anybody else. So you've got a real concern, actually, that this over-concentration is going to be anti-competitive. When you have two or three big giants who control everything, the rest of us pay and the rest of us don't have the information that we need, much too dependent on the one company.
No, I'm right there with you. But at the end of the day, how, is there any way to put the genie back into the bottle? Which is, you know, as I've been reading the story, there are tons of stories on this. And, you know, Comcast keeps coming up as, you know, the big player in the room. And everyone has to, you know, race to get bigger and bigger and bigger so that they're going to be able to compete. That's the key argument that they're making that I see. Is there any way to make sure that we break some of these up at this point? I mean, at some point...
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's really a question of which parts of the antitrust law the government decides that it is going to enforce. And I think when we see the kind of groundswell of concern from everyday Americans who understand that we are the ones who end up paying when large corporations get their way and force public policy in the direction they want it to be, then we're beginning to see the kind of pushback that is starting already in Washington with groups and with both, amazingly enough, presidential candidates raising concerns. Various senators have already spoken up and said that they believe that this... merger may not be in the public interest, and that there has to be a very serious investigation. So this is far from a far gone conclusion.
No, and the hope is you're right that this come November when the hearing happens, there's a lot of organizing and a lot of outcry. So maybe we stop these things. But for me, you were right. I mean, with both Hillary and Donald Trump coming out and agreeing that, you know, there's some serious concerns, and even Trump going as far as saying that he wouldn't even allow it. Not that he could, but if he were president, he wouldn't allow it. It kind of shows that, you know, this has some broad support.
Yes, you know, I think we are seeing the American public is making it perfectly clear that they are tired of paying through the nose. And I think we are beginning to see a sea change where everyday New Yorkers want to have the balance put back in our system so that their voices are heard, their concerns are addressed, and the essential services like broadband and telecommunications are provided to everybody at reasonable rates.
And, you know, to me, the push that I would like to see is something more of, you know, breaking these up and making them more local-based, more state-based, and even maybe taking on some of these things on a county and city state level.
That's exactly right. Now, let's remember, the passion has not always been, the trends has not always been towards the kind of concentration that we have. Some of your listeners may remember way back when AT&T was originally broken up into smaller local telephone companies. Now, along the line, between then and now, some of the regulatory fervor changed, and companies were allowed to start to merge and get larger again. But that doesn't mean that the pendulum will not or cannot swing back, and it will swing back if we demand that it swing back.
Now, that's where I was heading, because, you know, I was going to say, you know, I remember as a kid, you know, Ma Bell was it. And then we chose as a society to break some of that stuff up. But the sad reality is we seem to be going back to it, where, you know, the natural state of it seems of a capitalist system is towards monopoly.
Totally, towards concentration, which is why we have the antitrust laws and which is why we have regulation. And what we need are strong regulators who understand that the system has to be balanced and that there are certain basic services that have to be provided to everybody universally at a reasonable rate. And that's not just telephone, that's not just electricity, that includes broadband as well. And the information that we all need to be engaged and informed citizens shouldn't be controlled by one, two, or three gigantic corporations who decide, like Fox News, what's fair and balanced.
But Susan, you know, if that's the case, that sounds a lot like socialism, and that sounds a lot like, you know, actually anti-capitalist, because at the end of the day, I should be able to have everything I want and you should get nothing.
Well, actually, I don't think that that's ever been the basis. That may be what some capitalists would like us to believe, but the truth of the matter is in this country, we've had vigorous marketplaces. We've had an economy in the past that was built around Main Street, not Wall Street, and we can get back there again because there's an increasing understanding on the part of everyday New Yorkers that when the large corporations are controlling our public policy, we all pay. And I think that we are definitely heading towards a tipping point. I think the candidacy of Donald Trump, the candidacy of Bernie Sanders, shows that there is a groundswell of pushback. And what we've got to do, all of us, is to organize to be sure that it's productive and that the results are fair and create the kind of a country and marketplace and democracy that we all want and deserve.
I agree, but at the end of the day, it comes down to those movements. So the question becomes, how do we create that groundswell? How do we take advantage of the anger that's coming and that we've had for this whole year and a half election cycle and focus that into something constructive to where we go back to believing in regulation? Because look, I look at the Trump supporters who are so anti-regulation and I go, in the absence of regulation, you end up with something like this or what I talked about in the last segment, a giant building in San Francisco tilting and sinking.
Right. Or the situation we currently have with broadband, which has become an absolute necessity in today's world. But I'm sure that you've got listeners in places where they're stuck with dial-up, where other listeners have high-speed internet. In other countries where there's a well-regulated marketplace, right? Not a government provision, which can work in some places, but a well-regulated marketplace, then broadband is 3, 4, 5 times faster, 30 times faster than what we have here, and a fraction of the cost. That's because we don't have a vigorous marketplace here right now. What we've got is a marketplace trending towards concentration. And for over 100 years in our country, we've recognized that that's not the healthiest marketplace. But what we need is a marketplace with true competition. And often that comes by having a lot of smaller competitors.
That's where I like to hear. So last question I've got for you. What do I do? What do our listeners do? What do folks do who are just now hearing about this $85 billion buyout going, wow, I'm going to have to pay that $85 billion in higher, cell phone bills and cable bills and you name it. What do we do?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's very interesting that this is happening right at the end of an election year, of an important election. I think everybody who is listening ought to find out what the person who wanted their vote to be their congressman thinks about this merger, what they intend to do. If they're in a state that's got a U.S. Senate race, then I think that's absolutely an important question to be posed to the Senate candidates. What are they going to do, and how are they going to protect you and me, the ordinary average Americans, and not be on the side of the giant corporations?
That is an excellent point. November 8th coming up right around the corner, something I'm sure that here in Pennsylvania anyway should be posed to Pat Toomey and Katie McGinty and find out where they are, as well as other places. Susan, I appreciate you taking time for us. I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Rick, and looking forward to coming back sometime.
Anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Susan Lerner, Executive Director, Common Cause New York. We got a link at thericksmithshow.com. I'll just click on Susan's name, take you right there. Quick break, right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
I got a picture in my pocket of a lucky one. I'll announce the winner on the radio. With my microphone, I do a super show. I wear a cowboy hat, it is my business hat. I'm on till 1 a.m., I must tell you that I'm a man with a mission.
The Rick Smith Show, changing America for the better.